Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Simple facts of the Ojibwe, our people, the Anishinaabe, the Native Americans, the Chippewa. Now, what is the difference between these words, these titles? Not a thing. All these different names refer to the same people. Where did the Ojibwes live? As one of the largest American Indian groups in North America, nearly 150 different bands of Chippewa Indians. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Southern Canada. Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan. The Ojibwe community lives on its own reserve, reservations of land that belong to the Ojibwes and under their control, called tribes, First Nations in Canada, politically independent, government laws, police, and services, political leaders in the Ojibwe band called the chief, chosen by tribal councilmen, often from the chief's sons or nephews or son-in-laws. Today we have our chairperson, and they can be a woman, they could be a man. What language do we speak besides our English? It is our original Ojibwe language. Anin, friendly greeting. Miigwech, thank you. Today our children are taught our culture and our ways, our spiritual ways, our fishing and our hunting, our traditional ways. In the past, the kids had more chores. And in the past, they used to make dolls and toys to play with. They played lacrosse, cradle boards, tikanoggins, where the babies carried on their mother's backs. Simple facts of the Ojibwe men and women's roles. Worked together, harvested the wild rice together. The men pulled and steered through the rice, and the wife knocked the rice grains into the canoe. Both genders do both. The man and the woman practice storytelling, artwork, and music, as well as traditional medicine. The men also were the hunters and the protectors, and the women and the children did the farms and the vegetables. What were the homes like? What did we live in? Birch bark houses, wigwams in the woodlands. The Great Plains Ojibwe lived in large buffalo hide tents called teepees. Teepees were easy to move, made it easier to follow the animals for hunting season. As of today, we have our homes and our houses that we bless with our cedar and our sage. Oh, well, our simple facts of the clothing: breech cloth and leggings, moccasins, beadwork, leather, feathers, hairstyles or mohawks at times of war. All else during our long braids, beautiful hair. Eventually, the headdresses came in. The Sioux wore the headdresses. And what about transportation? Canoes, birch bark canoes, were made traditionally. Today, we have very few people that can actually handcraft their own birch bark canoe. There were dogs. Then the horses were brought over from Europe. And what about the food? You have the rice, the wild rice. You have corn, the fishing, the hunting small game, and gatherings of nuts and fruit. Big game hunters, the buffalo and the deer. Spears, sinew lines for fishing. Snares for hunting. Bows and arrows. The crafts were beadwork, birch bark boxes, dream catchers. Crafts were made for beauty, but many were made for practical uses. The baskets, the wampum, the snowshoes, and the moccasins. And as we said, the dream catchers, the beautiful beadwork. Trading was important with other tribes. When the French and English settlers arrived, fur became trading. When we were chatting about our birch bark canoes, they're very sturdy, very strong, lean, fast, and able to carry heavy loads through the water. Traditionally, our women wore long dresses and kept their hair in long braids. And ponchos when the weather was colder. Harvesting and making wild rice was very important. A major food source. And also used in ceremonies. We used knockers while harvesting the rice. Drying, parching, hulling. And today, that tradition is still done traditionally. Those are some of our simple facts of the Ojibwe.
We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.